You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, a podcast for spiritual souls on their journey of enlightening the world. I'm your host, Stephanie Powers. Welcome. Good morning, Lightworkers. How are you guys? Hey, we survived Mercury retrograde. It's over. You know, I want to change my verbiage. I don't want to say we survived. I want to say congratulations. How is your Mercury retrograde? You know, it's not a bad thing. I'm actually to the point now where I look forward to it because it's like a forced break from the universe. It's forcing us to slow down, go within, and think about things rather than be in constant masculine mode. Oh, see what I did there. Mercury retrograde forces us to tap into our feminine and be quiet and go within and think and use our intuition and reassess, reevaluate, you know. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's podcast episode is my heavy masculine energy. And okay, I'm just going to stop y'all right here. If you didn't go listen to last week's podcast, Feminine versus Masculine Energy in Relationships, featuring Jake Woodard, the incredible Jake Woodard, please go listen to that before you listen to this. Because we talk a lot about what feminine and masculine energy is, but then Jake and I apply it to my own life. I vulnerably shared my story and my personal experience with being raised by masculine energy and then carrying that over into my personal relationships today. So in this episode, I bring on my boyfriend, JL, the lovely, the one and only, and I ask him because, you know, first of all, I'm so lucky to have a partner that I can openly discuss things like this, and we can share things that, you know, we're doing wrong or that's not so evolved, or what's the word I'm looking for? Our higher selves and our relationship. Everybody has their shit, right? So I just feel lucky that JL and I are so open to hearing what the other needs from us, from the other. So in this relationship, I talked to JL about my masculine energy and how it affects him in this relationship. Because, for example, a lot of you know, as you follow my personal Instagram, @Stephanie_destiny, that I left the Florida Keys to move here. And without getting too much of this episode away, it was hard. And I kicked and I screamed and my masculine ego went off the wall. And it was rough. And there have been some of you that said, well, how does JL handle that? Like, it has to be a shot to his heart when you're in Texas. Of course, part of that pie is to see him. But how does it feel when I'm like, fuck this place. I love the Florida Keys. I don't like it here. It must hurt his feelings, right? So this episode, I sit him down and I say, okay, I have a tendency to run. I have a tendency to put one foot in and leave the other out, ready to run. I'm not in my feminine, whereas I'm not super affectionate, always saying I love you and always calling to check in. So I questioned him about that and how it affects him. And then together we share how I can grow out of that and how I can switch and how I can change. And of course we talk about him and the things that I would like to change about him going forward in our relationship. And you know what? Actually, this episode was recorded for the Friday bonus chat. Oh my gosh. There is a bird on the window. This bird just landed on the windowsill and just stared at me like 3 feet away. That was wild. This episode was recorded for the premium plan subscribers, the Friday bonus chats, but it ended up being so long and so good that I was like, as soon as we stopped recording, I just threw my hands up and said, nope, this is a main episode for next week. It has to be. And he was like, absolutely, no doubt. So with that being said, I listened through it and there are some moments where I'm like, oh, this is for the Friday bonus chats and it's a small select few audience. So go ahead, say this, go ahead, say that. So just bear with me in releasing this. Also, it was kind of nerve wracking because it's on the big stage with you guys, but you can just learn so much from this, how to communicate better with your partner, how to get out of your own masculine energy, how to balance your feminine with your masculine. There was no way that I could keep it to a couple hundred people and not a few thousand. So With that being said, don't be confused when you hear me say things about the Friday bonus chats and it's a small audience. That's what I'm referring to. And if you guys want to sign up for the Friday bonus chats and receive more episodes like this, all Friday bonus chats and all previous, I think we're up to like 57 previous episodes now. They're only about 20 minutes. I keep them short, but they are rich with information and spiritual knowledge and so many golden nuggets that you can use for your life. Go to lightworkerslounge.podbean.com and click on any Friday bonus chat. Scroll to the bottom, hit subscribe. It's $9.99 a month. Cancel anytime you need to. Okay, without further ado, here is my episode discussing my heavy masculine energy with my man, JL. So this week on the podcast, you guys know that I had Jake Woodard come on the show, and we talked a lot about feminine versus masculine energy. And you guys know this. My podcasts are never scripted. When guests reach out to me or I reach out to them to come on the show, I never tell them, hey, this is our itinerary. This is what we're going to talk about. Nothing. I just literally hit record and we have a conversation as if we were meeting up at a coffee shop and talking. So it was really interesting where the podcast with Jake took a turn to. The second half of the episode definitely turned towards me and my personal relationships and how I'm really heavy on the masculine side of energy, but how it makes perfect sense to me because of how I was raised by a very masculine mother who had to be in her masculine. But even before that, my mom was raised with all boys. She was a tomboy at heart, so I think she passed that down to me. But anyways, what I want to talk with you guys about on this Friday bonus chat is how being heavily dominated by masculine energy affects my romantic relationships. And joining me here, sitting right next to me, is my dear Baby J.
I thought you were going to say Jeff.
That's what you would say, but not me. Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody. First, I want to thank all of you because this is kind of off topic, but not really. You've probably noticed I'm sharing Baby J a little less on my Instagram because when I moved to Texas, a lot of people started to project. A lot of people, as they should, because from surface level, it looks like it, started to say, you're leaving your dream for a man. I don't have a good feeling about him. He's using you to get followers. And it's like, okay. I didn't like that because I know him and I know that everything some people, not a lot, but some were saying was the polar opposite of who he is. And I just felt like I pushed him on my stage. So I want to protect him and our relationship as a whole a little bit more. So thank you guys because none of you I know have ever said anything like that. And you guys subscribe to this channel because we have a deeper connection than the main stage. So Baby J, how do you feel about, because we're best friends before anything, so when people say things like that about you, I instantly send you a screenshot, or I tell you, or I let you hold my phone, read it. How does that make you feel?
I think, well, nowadays, it doesn't really affect me, because I understand that people are
projecting,
mm-hmm. and not only projecting, like, it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't, things like that don't bother me anymore. They used to, yeah. whenever there was a lot more ego in the way, but yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't, if it doesn't resonate with me, then it doesn't really bother me. So yeah. I don't know. And I look at everything people say too. And then I can kind of evaluate like, well, are they saying some true shit or, and it's like, nope, that's not. Okay. Move on.
Mm-hmm. So you haven't listened to the podcast with Jake yet because you and I have been running around here, there. We get our week together. So we've been busy, but you need to.
Yeah, I haven't got to the back half yet. I listened to the first half.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the second half is when I talk about you.
But hearing you talk about it, I kind of understand where it's going, mm-hmm. and then how it kind of resonates with us and our situation.
So, do you know the difference between feminine and masculine energy?
I didn't. Well, okay, I did a little bit, but I didn't know as much about, you know, what it means to be in your masculine, what it means to be in your feminine until you started explaining how Jake explained it the other day to mm-hmm. you. So I was like, oh, shit, that makes a lot of sense. Like even just bits and pieces of it that you were telling me Jake said makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, like masculine is the creator, the entrepreneur, the... You are very... Jake says it so eloquently. I feel like I'm skirting on the line to being sexist. But you're strong. You're independent. You make the decisions. And then feminine is more feeling and soft and saying I love you and hugging and being affectionate. So knowing that, what would you say? If you say you have a good balance, are you more feminine dominant, masculine dominant?
Yourself? Well, I've always thought I was more feminine dominance. But part of it was because of my pull towards women. And I mean it in a sense of like, I want nothing more. And I've told you this a bunch. I want nothing more than to see women CEOs and women business owners. And so I've always related my feminine side more towards my pull towards the feminine. But after listening to you and Jake, the portion that I have, it's deeper than that. Like, so I go back to like childhood and stuff. I feel like I'm more in my feminine than masculine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like a 60-40 blend, I think.
Oh, that's good. Because you still, compared to other partners that I've been with, you are much more in your masculine. Big time.
Yeah, it's like I can easily tap into the masculine, but I feel like I'm more geared towards the feminine side of myself.
Yeah, wow. I just had a huge epiphany hit me when I said my other partners were probably 80% feminine, 20 masculine. And that's being nice. And I think I was drawn to people like that because I am like 90% masculine. And so my energetic field was like, oh, we got to balance this shit out. This is too much. Here you go. Here's a male partner, because that's my preference of sex, and their feminine energy. Here you go, balance you out. So it does, but then that's where the confusion and the, oh, I can't really feel a connection with you. I'm not sexually attracted to you anymore. That's where that kicks in, because I'm not supposed to be. I'm a feminine woman. I'm not supposed to hold the masculine energy in a relationship. So then the male in my relationship turns me off. I'm like, you're weak. I'm not sexually attracted to you. I feel like the weight of the world and our relationship is on my shoulders, and I don't like this. I want to take this backpack off and hand it to you and let you take the reins. You make the decisions. You pay for everything. You, instead of me doing all that.
Yeah. And there's a difference between being, like, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this, there's a lot of women that are super powerful. Like, majority of the women listening to this are, right? They're like, they're super, I don't need a man. I don't need anybody. But at the same time, when you are in a relationship, you should be able to, like you said, hey, wear this backpack for a little bit, and then I'll take it back. And then you wear it. And it's just, I don't know. So, yeah, I guess if you're tapped into your masculine more so than your feminine, you are that way. You are the one that's, I would say, like a, if I related it to a sign, it would be like a Capricorn kind of person. Okay.
Yeah. Aries is Aries. Okay. Very, yeah.
Okay.
Which is my rising on the cusp of Taurus and Aries. But, so for you, have you dated more feminine or masculine women in the past?
I think I've dated more feminine.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Based off of everything I know. So what or why do you think we have an attraction? Because if I'm 90% masculine, you are too. Maybe that's it. Why we're attracted to each other. I know for sure that I was attracted to you as a friend because it was like, wow, an entrepreneur that understands this lifestyle, this whole, you know, people don't understand. Like, they think, oh, you work for yourself. You can just stop what you're doing and go do this. Or your job's easy. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, how we first bonded was over relationship stuff, and then.
Well, I think part of it too is the whole being able to go to the deep end too. So it's like you were more in your masculine. I think I was more in my feminine, to be honest. And then being that we're both Scorpio moons, like I think there's a lot of things that played into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe I don't know if we're like finding balance with each other within our feminine and masculine, but I definitely think, yeah, you were more masculine, I was more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe
what
we're
blending.
What do
you think
blending.
We are now?
I'm definitely... you're coming... after, okay, I got to listen to more of the podcast and see how
do.
Jake explains it. But
I talk about you.
But to hear you talk about us and then to hear Jake's responses thus far, or like just to hear him explain masculine and feminine, it's like, okay, you're finding balance between them, but it's not necessarily a bad thing to be one way or the other, you know, because you're always going to search for that balance. But you're leaning, you're still more masculine. I think I'm still a little more on the feminine,
mm-hmm.
but we're finding balance within each other.
Mm-hmm. I think the perfect example to bring it home for the listeners is what we were talking about a week ago. You say, whenever I'm in West Texas for work, we don't FaceTime. Ever, unless you call me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really, I won't really text you, I won't really FaceTime you, because in my mind, I'm like, why would I do that? And in your mind, you're like, well, because you love me, you just want to say, hi, babe, how's your day going? That's a feminine thing, to worry about emotions and feelings, and I don't all day, and I don't mean to make myself sound like an asshole, but I wake up and my mindset is, he's working, or he's with his boys, masculine, like, physical yeah. things he's doing, whereas I should be in my feminine and think, I love him, I care about him, I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah, and then on the other side of the phone, I'm sitting there busy, but with all the chaos going on around me, I'm sitting there going, man, I wish she would just kind of call,
yeah,
check in.
Just, yeah.
But it's not like it doesn't put strain on our relationship, but at the same time, like, you're thinking one way, more mm-hmm. in the masculine, I'm thinking more in the feminine,
mm-hmm.
and then we just talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So. And something I also do, which you'll hear on the show, but I'll go ahead and tell you, is I tell Jake that I really struggle with diving all in, both feet in, all in. I always have one foot out, and that's a masculine thing, because I'm always like, I need one foot out because I always need to financially support myself, emotionally support myself, because at any given time, he could change his mind or get too busy for me, and I need to have all my ducks in a row to dip.
Yeah, I got to listen, because I think hearing you say that, I'm like, well, you can still support yourself, be independent, be powerful, be strong, and not submissive, but like, I don't know, understanding of the other
mm-hmm.
person enough to be both feet in.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a delicate balance.
And I think with you, it's hard to put both feet in because you're so... you have all that feminine energy, and it's scary for me. For me, it's too vulnerable. It's
yeah.
too open. It's too soft. And Jake, you'll hear, he fucking schools me. It, like, stops me in my tracks, and I'm silent a few times, like, and he's like, what is it? Come
Jake
on.
Jake silenced a Sagittarius.
He did, because I was like, yo, I feel called out. But he would just sit there like, come on, answer it. And I was like, fuck, damn. But one of the questions is... like, why aren't you going all in? Why? Do you feel abandoned by your father? Like, and it's like, yeah, that's exactly why. And he's like, okay, so what happens? Then what? It's like, oh my God. But that's a piece of it. I never had, like, I'm so in my masculine because I've never had any feminine energy. From my mom, from my brother, from anyone.
When I think of mine, when I think of, because I was, I know... masculine, feminine energy is different than what's like what you're subjected to as a child, like on the outside, right? Like on surface level. So, like my dad, my uncles, and everybody were real hard asses and like
masculine,
very masculine. Manly man, like crazy. So, I don't know if my switch flipped. Anyway,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, if it flipped more and leaned towards the feminine side because of how I watched how women were treated. So it was like mm-hmm. a condition thing. And then I tapped into that feminine energy more so because on the surface level, I didn't like the way that I was watching women be treated. So it was like, well, let me tap into this energy a little bit. And so
take
I don't know.
Care of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's so interesting. Because you can kind of say we had similar childhoods in a sense that they weren't really nurturing. And I love you. How are you feeling? Both of us were raised in masculine dominant households. So how come you decided to be more feminine? How come I decided to keep up with that generational pattern and be Miss Tomboy?
But I don't know which way is right or which way is wrong, because like I trust people way too easily and way too much, which ends up biting me in the ass a lot of the times. But then I walk away and I'm like, okay, well, it is what it is. On to the next. As where you kind of hang out waiting for it to happen. And then when it does, it's like, okay, I've planned for this. No problem.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Instead of, yeah, I'm really preventing myself from feeling what a real relationship feels like out of fear.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
No.
It is sad.
It is sad, but
I'm definitely going to work on FaceTiming you more. I know it might seem silly to you, but to me it's a big deal. It is. It's a good first assignment to tapping back into my feminine energy. It's going to be hard because when you leave, and I'm going to think about you. Like, we even have that running joke where it's like, call me when you think of me.
Yeah.
And I never do.
Well, it's like when I leave. It's not like when I leave or when I'm gone, you're a single woman. Like,
no, I'm not thinking like, that.
But it's like when I leave or I'm gone, it's kind of like the love is there, but I don't exist in a sense.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And then, yeah, I think.
Do you not like that?
No, it doesn't bother me. Like, I want somebody who is independent and can stand on their own two feet. And mm-hmm. What was that thing I saw a while back? It's like, I don't want to be 50% of me meeting 50% of you and us make a whole. Like, I want you to be 100%, me be 100%, and we make a whole together. Mm-hmm. Like, so I love that you're strong and independent. 100%. And, yeah, you can stand completely on your own, as just like me. I can stand completely mm-hmm. on my own. But it is nice to, like the analogy I tell you all the time about like the whole warrior back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nothing more than he wanted than to be super strong and powerful when he had to be. But when the doors were closed, there was always one person, a female. If it was a male, it was a female that he could go to, throw his armor off and just cry and just be. Yeah. 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 So.
So let me ask you this. Your past relationships were very feminine, dominant, mm-hmm. and they were also very needy, we'll mm-hmm. say. Very call you too much.
Yeah.
So what does it feel like to go from a relationship where the person not only called you, but called you too much and wanted to see you too much to the polar opposite? Does it, you know, because that's something you'll have to work over.
It's unbelievably refreshing. But there is those moments where it's like...
Is there any culture shock?
Mm-mm. No.
No?
No, not at all. But it is not... you do have those moments where you're like one FaceTime call today would be nice. But if it doesn't happen, like, you don't get pissy and you don't get like... It just...
Do you ever question, does she really love me?
No.
See, I would. If I were in your shoes, totally. I'd be like, he doesn't love me.
No, because you show your love in so many other ways that, like, I can't. My expectations of somebody being perfect, I have to, like, look at myself and be like, okay, like, if I'm expecting her to do all this shit to be perfect and fill all these needs for me, like, A, that's not healthy, and B, what am I not doing, apparently, to fill any love need that she might have from me.
Mm-hmm.
So, because normally that's how it works. Like, if you feel something, it's because you're not doing something. Or if you feel like somebody's lying, it's normally because you're lying. Like, it's like...
Yep. That's a really good one.
So, in that moment, it's like, I miss her. She hasn't FaceTimed me. I would FaceTime her.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, okay, well, then don't cry about her not FaceTiming. You just FaceTime her. Just do it. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people don't do that. They'll sit and wait. Well, they don't me.
But I think that's ego too. Like I think there's so many pieces of mm-hmm. this puzzle that all intertwine that it's like, well, am I sad right now because she hasn't called me all day because of, you know, a childhood condition? Or is it ego from a past relationship? Or is it actually something that I really need? Like, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of.
I think it's something that you, I don't want to say need, because again, you and I are perfectly whole without each other, but it's something you need in a relationship. It's just one FaceTime day. Like, how are you? How is your day? Just letting you know I'm thinking about you. And so what I love about our relationship is that we can talk about that. You can come to me and tell me, hey, can you FaceTime me more? And we don't get upset. I think we get really sad. Like, oh my God, I had no idea that that was weighing heavy on your heart. I have no clue. But a lot of relationships, unevolved, would just keep that inside. Like, you would never tell me. You would just continuously wait and hope that I would. And then it would fester. And then it would manifest as, like, resentment or anger towards me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... So one of the... And I won't name her name, but one of the people who listen to this bonus chat, I guarantee you she does, sent a DM a while back because she said, thank y'all for showing the way you guys communicate. Me and my boyfriend are going to sit down tonight and we're going to make a list with each other of what we feel like we need out of our relationship and how can we communicate and this and that. And I think that, I mean, that goes back to like masculine and feminine energy and tapping into both and then understanding how to create balance within your relationship with both. And I was like, wow, we do a really, really good job of communicating.
We do. Like,
really, really good.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the communication, when we have those great moments of like communication, like right now we're talking about like the FaceTiming or the calling or checking in on each other. I wonder if that's like a moment of like a perfect balance of masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Totally.
I got to listen to the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, you do. You're going to really like it. I was going to ask you one thing. What was it? It was so good.
I just want to hear more of... Now I do want to dive deeper into what, what Jake says.
Watch your girl get schooled, attacked.
You go, Jake.
Oh, he did. No, it was good. I loved it. It was like tough love. Like, you got to fix your shit. Yeah, I needed that conversation with him big time.
Why do you think...
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I just share it before I forget it?
Yes.
So I think everybody knows, especially you, that I struggled with moving to Texas because I was like, my dream. But after talking to Jake and realizing I'm so heavily masculine dominant, I think the toughest part for me, and probably why I got my autoimmune rash, was because I felt like I was being submissive to you. Financially, emotionally, physically, like everything. Like I was really being shoved into feminine energy and letting someone take care of me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a huge reason why I came here is because I started to get really sick. And I started to be like, okay, my business is about to flop down the drain. Like, help me from all the standpoints. You're an entrepreneur. You're my best friend. You're my partner. And I really had, like, it's giving me chills, like nausea chills right now just thinking of it. I had to completely submit to you. And that fucked me up. Because I've never had to do that. And it was really, really, really uncomfortable. And inside, I'm getting emotional right now. Like, I could cry. It's embarrassing. It's hard. It's scary. Yeah, I think that's why. My masculine energy was under attack. In a good way.
Yeah.
It needs to be under attack. Because it's like this big, giant masculine ego that's running my life and affecting my romantic relationship. It's affecting... Jake pointed out, he talked to me in my DMs. He, like, listened to the episode. And he's like, you know what else? I know you'd love to travel and explore, but I think you have such a hard time feeling rooted wherever you go because that masculine energy is like, I always need to move, go different places, build different homes in different areas.
That, and it's really hard. Not just you. I've seen it with people who I know are like you. Like, I have... That friend of mine, Lindsay, and she's like a world traveler. Like, she struggles. I think she's probably in her masculine, too. But she was in a marriage, got out of her marriage, and she has always struggled with being somewhere. Not because she has the need to, like, run and move. She has a problem with finding the beauty within each place. Mm-hmm. So she's like, well, this one doesn't compare to here. Therefore, I'm going to run and check this next place out. And anybody who's like, hey, stop, take a breath, she's so far in that masculine that she's like, no, fuck you. Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And then it's always like she's searching and searching and searching and searching. But, you weren't, to go back a little bit, you being submissive and being kind of pulled into your feminine, it wasn't like, hey, you know, fuck the Florida Keys. Like, I think some people might think, like, it was like, yeah, like, you don't need to be in the Florida Keys. Get your ass to Texas, blah, blah, blah. Like, you were not that type of submissive. But it was like, hey, you're having these issues. Like, nobody, you can tell people whenever you want. But, like, you're having issue A, B, C, and D.
These guys know.
And I want to help you. Like, I want to make sure that, like, you have a smooth path to success because you've already had such a rocky road. Like, you've gone through a lot of shit. And I'm in a place right now where I can do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'll be able to do that next month, next year, whatever. But right now in my life, financially, and in all the situations that I'm in, I can help and I want to help. Like, let me help. And yeah, it was really hard for you to be like, okay, I will let you help. So you did, like, surface level, you did. But it was like underneath surface level.
My masculine you were ego just, was yeah. still kicking and screaming like yeah. a child.
Yeah, fuck this. You don't need him. You don't need this place in Austin. You don't, like, you can do all this shit alone. You don't need anybody. But now I think you're, like, little by little, like, you're tapping into the feminine side mm-hmm. and understanding, like, you still fight it.
Oh, I can feel it in my chest. It still wants to be like, fuck you. I don't need anything.
But there's tons of moments where you're like, wow, okay. Like, this is where I'm at. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit easier. Now I can start creating, or I can start writing, or I can... But you do have those moments where it's like, nope, flip the switch back off. Fuck this. Well. Yeah.
So, I'm not gonna FaceTime you.
It's a balance. It's not easy.
No. It makes me emotional because I think that's exactly... I'm literally having this epiphany while talking to you while this is recording. This is crazy. That's why. Because even when you kept telling me when I was crying and so upset driving from the Keys to here, you were like, babe, you're going right back. You're not, like, look at this as a vacation. Look at this as a work contract. You're going right back. You're going to go back. And I couldn't feel it. I couldn't tap into, okay, you're right. I'm going to take a deep breath. I was just, rah, UFC fight, fuck you.
I mean, I didn't tell you, but I would relate it to, like, my boys.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that, like, if I told Layton, hey, let me have your fire truck. I need to fix something on it, and then I'm going to give it back to you. It'd be like him kicking and screaming, being like, no, fuck you. Don't take my fire truck. No, I need to fix it so it's better when you get it back. Yeah. And him, he would much rather have the broken fire truck than let me fix it and him have it forever.
Oh, like, God. That's a really good analogy. The whole reason why I left my holistic health coach practice to start Lightworkers Lounge was because I started to realize that mental health is the key to physical health. But I know, when you're already overwhelmed with anxiety or depression, it can be exhausting trying to find the right counselor or therapist. Lightworkers Lounge is your home. It's your place to find help to keep you going on your journey. So I am excited to share with you guys that Lightworkers Lounge has partnered with a company called BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online counseling service where you can connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. BetterHelp has licensed professional counselors who specialize in things like depression, anger, stress, anxiety, relationships, trauma, family conflicts, LGBT matters, and many, many more. BetterHelp is available worldwide and has over 3,000 counselors in the 50 U.S. states. What I love about BetterHelp is that if you don't resonate with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time. With 4 communication modes, text, chat, phone, and video, BetterHelp makes it easy to start sessions within just 24 hours of signing up. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Lightworkers Lounge listeners get 10% off their first month with discount code LIGHTWORKERS. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/lightworkers. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you love. That's betterhelp.com/lightworkers. A lot of my frustration, though, stems from I've tried so many times to make a life down there, and it's fallen through, probably because of my masculine energy. I don't know. But that's why. Another reason. So I was like, no, I don't give a fuck if it's broken and I live in a shack. I'm staying.
Yeah.
I'll create. I'm masculine. I'll create a better home. Just give me time. Let me take the hard way.
So I think, okay, so go back a few podcasts before this and we mm-hmm. talked about mindset. You look at the situations, I think in a maybe Jake or somebody can answer this. Maybe this is masculine, feminine. Maybe this is just ego. I'm not sure. But you look at situations that have not played out the way you thought as broken situations. Mm-hmm. I look at those situations in you and think, lesson, you went somewhere different. Like they're just lessons. Like it's not like you failed. You didn't fail in the keys because of masculine energy, I don't think. I think it was just like everything is meant to be played out like it is. And now that you're tapping more into like a delicate balance between masculine and feminine, when you do go back, I don't know. It's like the lessons are being written over and over and over, and then you master that lesson. Mm. So now when you go back to the keys, it's like, okay, now she has this perfect balance of masculine and feminine. Mm-hmm. The keys is now working out. What's the next lesson? So
mm-hmm. Listen to that. I don't even take my own advice because I'm constantly telling the people, rejection is projection in the right direction.
That you have like 10 analogies that you're not of your own.
See?
That you're not following.
We were just talking about this the other day. You were saying like, so many people don't take their own advice. Like they're preaching, but do they do it? No. See, I told you I don't either.
You do.
Sometimes.
You do. Like right now. You remember it and then you'll put it in play. Mm-hmm. And then you may forget again, but then you'll remember.
Yeah.
So that's like the part of life where everybody's like, it's okay. We're human. We're meant to fuck up. We're meant to learn. And I think, yeah, like it all has to do with, I think everything has to do with masculine and feminine energy.
It really does. That's why it's so important. That's why I'm like, yo, Jake, write a book.
Yeah.
Because, damn. Now that I think about it, so when I left the keys, my masculine energy went into a fire because it was like, oh, fuck you. We're going to take control back. And then because of my large platform, even if it was just four people under my post saying, you are giving up your dreams for a man. Oh, that is like taking a gasoline hose and on my fire. So those comments, even though I had 1,068 that were positive and like, yay, this is good. Don't worry, you'll be back. Those four people that were like, oh my God, say it ain't so. You're really giving up your dream for a man made me inside.
I think that shows. Okay, so it's like the... We talk about Teslas all the time, and we see Teslas. We talk about a Sprinter van, and we see Sprinter mm-hmm. vans. So wherever your mind is at, wherever your mindset mm-hmm. is at, positive or negative, is what you're going to see. So.
I know. It's so fucked up. It's like I could read the most kind, inspiring comments and be like, yeah, okay, whatever. And you're right. It's like I would flip, scroll through the comments, see all these super nice ones.
The one out of 306 comments, you would find the one.
And feel nothing when I should read the happy ones and feel love, feel a flame in my heart. But no, you're right. My little fucking masculine ego was like, where are they at? I know they're here. Where are they at? I know they're here.
Yep.
And then I'd find it, and then my whole body would vibrate like, oh, I found it. Raw. God, I've got a fucking monster inside of me.
We all do. Like, we all do.
Mine's out of control. Where's yours?
It goes out of control a lot.
When?
But.
Where am I?
I just do it in a car by myself. No.
I just do like, it publicly in front of 200,000 people.
Yeah. You just have a really big platform. So it's, we all do. Like everyone listening to this does. Like we all fight our ego. We all fight this whole masculine and feminine. And if you're a woman right now and you're more in your masculine and you still have ego that flares up more than it hides, like, I think that's where you end up with the moments like when you left the keys. Like you'd see the negative comment and you're already salty about leaving because your masculine side says, no, fuck that. Fuck everybody. You don't need anybody. You don't need him. You don't need nothing. You're fine. You've got this. And then you throw ego gasoline on top of that. It's like one little comment just
throws you over the edge what you're looking for. It's kind of like the analogy where you and I, we spoke about this before. When romantic partners, especially, when they're like, I don't trust him. I don't trust her. My intuition, they think it's their intuition. It's really their fear. I'm going to go through their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're in the shower. I'm going to go grab their phone and do a little research. If you do that, I guarantee your partner could be a completely innocent. Mm-hmm. You'll scroll through their phone and see maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's their cousin. And if you see something, you'll find something to trigger you. You will.
Yep.
So please don't ever go through someone's phone. It doesn't matter if they're innocent or guilty. You are going to find something you don't like.
Well, it goes back to the, like, if I'm in that moment, why am I in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, reading your comments, people are like, well, I don't trust him. And if somebody put, I don't trust him because he said or did this, talking about me, then I would look at it and be like, oh, shit, okay, what did I say? How did I say it? Oh, wow. Do I even trust me? Holy shit, this person's right. Or like, if you're looking through somebody's phone, if the moment you pick up somebody's phone or shit to look through it, you should be like, well, put it down. Why don't I trust them right now?
Yeah.
I don't trust them because, oh, six months ago, I fucked around. Or there's a secret that's not even cheating, but there's a secret that I'm hiding.
Yep. Like, it's always.
Yeah, it is.
Always.
But again, masculine.
So you were saying you think you're 60-40, 60 feminine.
Yeah.
What do you do, either consciously or subconsciously, to keep that balance, to not get too feminine?
Ooh.
It's there, because when I say things like, you know what, babe, I'm going to be the breadwinner someday, and you're going to be a stay-at-home dad, and you're
my ego.
No!
My ego flares up, but I think that's a condition. I think being raised.
Or it's your masculine inside of you that comes up and says, baby girl.
True.
So
very
how
true.
Do you keep a balance and not let one or the other take over?
Oh.
Teach us your ways, baby Jay.
I think that'd have to be like, I need to sit down and write everything down, because right now we're sitting in an area where, like, I feel my grandfather, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather is like the perfect balance of masculine and feminine, like the perfect balance. And I was around him enough that maybe subconsciously he put that energy towards me, to where it wasn't even something that I really like practiced. It was just something that he gave me and showed me that I don't even realize. So subconsciously I'm tuned into that because of him, is how I feel, to be honest. Like, I don't think I was ever one way or the other, and then I had to put things in practice, but I'm sure there is. I just need to sit down and think about it, because on the spot right now I can't.
Yeah.
Like, why do I trust people fully? Even people that sometimes I'm like, this person's probably going to screw me over, but
I'm going to go ahead.
We're going to give them a chance. Like, I don't know. I really need to tap into it and figure it out.
I don't trust anybody.
Yeah, I know.
I don't.
You trust people to an extent. Yeah.
But you get to, I'm like, yeah, you're all liars.
Yeah. You trust people to an extent, and then, but in the back of your mind, even if consciously you're like, oh, I trust you, subconsciously you have this little black version of you behind you that's like, no, you don't.
That's called a Scorpio moon.
It is.
Don't you know?
It is.
Fellow Scorpio moon.
I mean, hey, I got the tat.
We do.
Hopefully I'm a Scorpio moon and I didn't just get a tat.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
My birthday.
My mom's like, hey, Stephanie, you're actually born on December 8th.
Oops, okay. And we're going to go back and get that erased. Can we turn a Scorpio moon into a Sag moon?
Yes,
somehow?
Please.
I got to listen. I got to listen to the rest of the podcast, because I'm sure all of you have listened who are listening to this podcast, but masculine, feminine, ego within each one of those. I'm sure Jake had some really good points to, I guess, pull you back into. Did y'all go over like how to pull yourself back into each one? If you're.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad I got to record it for everyone to hear. I was a little embarrassed, but that's what I love. I know when I feel embarrassed, it's going to be a really good episode. So I always post it. But it was definitely something that I needed to hear. I even asked him at the end. I was like, okay, which one of my spirit guides sent you to me? Because I feel like our relationship, we weren't on rocks.
Mm-mm.
But I could foresee that if I didn't change my shit, I would have ran.
Yeah.
What are in?
I know you would have.
What do you mean you know? You had a vision too?
Yeah. We're not going to go into that right now. We're not going to go into the running right now.
Say it.
No. No. No, but you, we have a relationship with each other, but you have a relationship within yourself. Mm-hmm. And my relationship within my own self right now is trusting, caring, loving. Yours is loving, caring, but you lack on the trusting. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's trusting yourself or trusting, just trusting period, mm-hmm. because of, you know, what you've been through.
Yeah.
But.
You know this. I've told you everything. But I told Jake a huge reason why I think I'm also so masculine, aside from being raised by a very masculine woman, was because my dad did abandon me. 100% abandoned me. And not only did he abandon me, but after I felt those feelings as a young girl, he came back around and was like, well, come over to my house. Like, I love you. I'm your dad. Come back. And I was like, okay, I'll come over. And then when I showed up, he was like, oh, by the way, this is your new baby sister. This is her name. Want to hold her? And I was like, wait, my mom's never been pregnant. What do you mean this is my baby sister?
Yeah.
Like, having no clue. I didn't know he met a new woman. I didn't know she was pregnant. Like, had he been more feminine and gently said, like, this is my new girlfriend. This is her pregnant belly. This is your little, you know, gently. Instead of just, hi, I haven't seen you in a couple of years. This is your new sister. What? It's that feeling of being replaced, abandoned, and then replaced.
Yeah.
That I think is deeply ingrained in me. So it's so painful that any relationship I'm in, if I ever feel like I'm going to be abandoned or replaced, I'm like, dip. But I'm always going to do that because any relationship I get into, I will find, like we were just saying, my brain will scan. Mm-hmm. It could be the most perfect guy just like you. Who does everything perfect, but I'm just like scanning you, waiting to find that one.
You were a lion waiting for this gazelle to get weak.
Yeah.
No. That's a good analogy. So I'm the opposite, right? So I was conditioned that my father was very angry towards my mother and would throw plates of food at her if it wasn't hot enough. And he was just, it could have went the other way. I could have ended up like a lot of children where they start treating women that way. But for whatever reason, I saw the way my mom was treated and said to myself, I want to make sure women and the feminine is tapped into and taken care of more so than a masculine. And maybe I don't know.
It's so cool how what we do with our traumas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I took mine and still harbor them, and they're festering and they're growing. And I now know I've got a lot of energetic work to do, and I'm excited to roll up my sleeves and get rid of it because I can see that there's a very beautiful life waiting for me on the other side. Whereas you took it and you're like, you know what? I'm going to devote my life to making sure women are never treated like this.
Yeah.
Do you think it would have been easy for you to just fall into the masculine trap?
I don't know.
You've kind of been too masculine with your ego.
Yeah. My ego definitely.
I don't think you've ever been abusive towards women.
No, my ego does flare up though. But I think that's the biggest part of your spiritual journey is understanding in those moments. Like shit's gonna happen, but understanding like you have a really good friend that she knows when she does something, she knows it immediately. Like and she is aware, like she's super aware of what she's doing, even though she's doing it. And so I think that's part of like
awareness.
This journey is the awareness part is the biggest part. So like when my ego flares up, it's like, okay, I just did that because my ego flared up and you know, okay, pull yourself out of this masculine a little bit, get a little bit softer, get a little bit sweeter.
Last night at dinner, we were having one of our normal intellectual conversations that should always be recorded. And we said to each other, what is one thing that you've been called the most growing up? And you said liar.
Yep.
And you owned up to it. You said, because I have.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get past that? I think lying is a very masculine thing. Now, if I can just answer real quick while you think about it, since I feel like I know everything about you.
You do.
I feel like you didn't lie to hurt anyone. You lied because it was a protection mechanism, but also because I think you lied to women the most because you knew that if they knew the truth, it would hurt them. And you do not want to hurt women by any means. So immaturely, you thought that a lie would protect them from the truth that would hurt.
It's both. So now that you say that.
Is that right? Am I wrong? Off the mark?
I would lie more towards the feminine. I would lie to women. And no matter who it was, grandma, mother, girlfriend, whoever. because of that exact reason, protection, right?
For them or you?
For them.
Yeah.
I'd lie to the masculine to protect me.
Ooh.
Because I was conditioned that the truth got you beat. So, by the masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched how my mom was treated. And if only I could have lied for my mom back in the day, I could have protected her. So it's like, feminine protect you, masculine protect me.
Damn.
Yeah.
Truth bumps. So how did you work past that? I don't think you lie anymore. You tell me all the truths that I need to hear.
No, but there is times where I catch myself, like, somebody calls and asks me a question, and in that moment right before, it's like muscle memory that I'm trying to get past. Before my mouth opens, it's almost like sometimes a lie is going to come out, and it's like, okay, here's the truth, and I tell it. But there is moments where it's like a lie could easily come out like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever lied to me and not told me?
No.
Listen to my Scorpio moon ass, like, tell me. I know you have. I'll find it. You lied about how much water you drank yesterday.
I was going to say, I put one sock in the wash and I forgot to put the other one. Sorry.
Liar, I'm leaving.
No, but how long will I struggle with that? I don't know. But that's just part of this human experience.
I feel like just living with you now and getting to know you on a more, even more intimate level, I feel like you don't lie to women anymore. You're not afraid of hurting their feelings because, you know, in the end, it actually doesn't hurt their feelings to know the truth. Maybe you still do with work. Men? Masculine?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think, okay, so somebody told me this one time. I'm not going to acknowledge who said it, but right is right and wrong is wrong. And you know who I'm talking about. So right is right, wrong is wrong, which is a very good lesson. So there is no such thing as, like, it's not really a lie or it's just a fib. Like, lying is lying and truth is truth, right? So to masculine, to men, I still do. And it could be something as simple as, and it's people who work for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to have to deal with their shit. So I still catch myself.
Mm-hmm.
I still catch myself sometimes. Most people would call it fibs, but fibs is still
white
a lie.
Lies. Yep. Now, what about women?
No, because it's almost like I've learned that the truth towards the feminine and women is actually like a setting them free, setting me free. Like, it's a peaceful thing.
It's a way to show love to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the masculine's still so full of ego, in my eyes, that it's like, okay, this is going to do no good. Telling you the truth is going to do no good. As we're feminine, somebody with more feminine energy or actual feminine, like a woman, normally so far has taken the truth as, okay, cool.
And feminine, they can feel it when you're lying. I know you can.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Steph, are you okay? No. Liar. You can immediately feel it.
I'm not trying to take away from men, but I definitely feel like, and maybe Jake talks about this, or maybe he even knows, but I definitely feel like women are more in tune, and I don't want anybody to get upset.
No, that's what he says. It's true.
Yeah, but
when they're in your feminine energy, male or female, when you are feminine dominant, you're more intuitive. It's all feeling. All feeling. Someone who's psychic or intuitive, they're probably heavily in there. I mean, that's why when you and I do have, like, channeling sessions, we talk about energy and visions, you are so good at it. And I always tell you, like, can you do my readings for me? Because it's so natural to you. Because you've got more feminine energy than I do. Can you imagine me more feminine dominant? Because you see me do my readings, and I'm masculine dominant.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
I think that's something I need to work, that I'm trying to work past, and that I need you. So you talked about what you're trying to work past out of your masculine. I think out of my feminine, I'm trying to work through not being, and I don't say this to the women listening like you're needy, but I know that I am needier in certain ways because I think I'm in my feminine.
I don't think you are, though. I never feel like, oh, God, he's too needy. I think you're perfect because that's what relationships are for. To feel loved, supported, cared for, like someone cares about me and how I'm feeling today. It's the most beautiful thing ever. One of my best friends would randomly text me and say, tell me, stop, drop, and tell me something really cool that's happened to you so far today. And she would send that at, like, noon. And it made me smile so big because I was like, what? Well, this is cherished friendship right here. So you're not. I'm not needy enough. I know that sounds weird, but I'm not. I would be so much happier if I was.
So I wonder if that's just, I wonder if that just comes down to a condition to where we presume that the masculine, a man in the physical form, is not supposed to be so far into the feminine. So when a man is like, hey, I need you to call me and check on me sometimes. If that's, we're just conditioned to be like, oh, you're a man. You're not supposed to
of course.
Tell me, FaceTime me.
Exactly. Like, look at who we were raised by and then who they were raised by. I mean, just two generations ago, women couldn't vote. We were so masculine dominant. We're still, we've got residue. I think our children have a really, really good shot at male and female, very balanced feminine mask. It's going to be so acceptable to our children's generation.
Yeah, men weren't supposed to be emotional. Women weren't supposed to be powerful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, our children and our grandchildren's generation, there will be many more men who are like nurses, teachers, nannies, and a lot more women CEOs, politicians.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a nice balance.
Hopefully it just doesn't flip-flop so far the other way that women are like,
no.
Husband, get over there and mop the floor. Like, wait, wait, wait. I know men treated women like crap forever.
But hey.
Hey. We love you.
Get your face.
We love you.
Staying home daddies.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all have all, I'm sure the only one who has, I have not listened to the full podcast with Jake yet, but it's probably one that would be good to go back and listen to 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
It is. For sure. It really is.
It's like one of those movies where it's so detailed that you watch it, and every time you watch it, you pick up something new from it.
Hell yeah.
And you're like, holy shit.
I need to go listen to it to start my work. I'm excited. I mean, I've got a lot of work to do, and I just want to thank you on air for being patient with me and sticking around, because like you say, it's kind of harsh, but it's true. A lot of men would have been like, yo, bye. Because how many times have I tried to leave you?
She's tried to run like 9 times, and I'm just like, hey, it's okay. We got
this. He literally says, no.
No. We're working through this shit.
Yeah.
And then if you want to leave after we work through it, fine. I guess run. And I know where you'll be. Oh, fuck. I know where you'll be. You'll be sitting in the Florida Keys. I'll drive to the coffee shop where I know you go every morning and be like, hey. Hey. How are you? It's good fancy to see you here.
Stop it. Why are you so patient with me?
Why? I try and be patient with everything.
Yeah, but
things that I actually love. I try and give patience.
How do you still feel loved after all the times I've been like, you know what? I'm a dip.
Oh, I feel like, sometimes I feel like paper in the corner of the room. Sorry, I had to do it. It's at the end of the episode.
Stop.
Yeah, you can fill them in on it later.
Inside jokes. Yep. Stop.
Sorry.
I'm focused. I'm not going to break.
They're very close to you. Everyone who listens to this is close, so they love your laugh. Actually,
no.
Laughter at the end of this episode is probably going to be
much
needed. Yeah.
Okay. Let's end it on a lighthearted note. Where are we right now?
We are in Aransas Pass, Texas, at the Coast House.
Yeah, your grandparents' beautiful home. And yeah, we're on a canal, and it reminds me so much of the Florida Keys. Like, we're looking at an orange house across the canal. That's beautiful. And the palm trees, we got a beautiful sunrise. We will post a video from the, I almost said droid. Drone.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so nice to be down here, and we didn't plan it. We just came down here on a whim, and I'm so glad we did, because it's a reminder that the Florida Keys are waiting for me, and I'm going back last night.
Go ahead. She'll post up a picture too on her Instagram. We have had...
We came home last night, a little tipsy after our little date night.
Well, even at the date night. Remember, you were like, the place we went to accidentally was called Paradise Key. And then they had a drink on the menu
Key West Lemonade.
And then a guy walked up in a shirt.
Wearing Key West on it.
Yep.
And then we came home.
Yeah.
And we were taking shots in the kitchen. And I was like, wait a second. There's a painting in the kitchen of a house. And in the corner it says Key West.
Yeah. I've never. She immediately said, okay, yep, we're packing our bags up. We're going tomorrow. That's what our spirit guides are saying. I'm like, patience, my child.
Now.
Patience. Tap into that feminine.
That's feminine. Masculine is pack your bags. Let's go.
Yep. Tap into that feminine. Wow. Savor the flavor.
Wow. It's so cool. So what do you think these synchronicities mean? Just like a reminder?
No, yeah, I definitely think. I think it's a reminder. I think it's a reminder like, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Keep working through everything you're working through. Mm-hmm. Because when it's the coming. Time is right and you go back to the keys, it is going... If you go through all the shit you're supposed to, while we show these reminders, like when you go back, it's going to be the most amazing, euphoric feeling you've ever had.
What I've really wanted. Because yeah. What I've really wanted is a little white cottage on the ocean, fruit trees, but very private with land, kitchen with a window, garden beds. That's definitely not what I had, but that's the dream.
What is your, maybe you can post it on your mm-hmm. Instagram, your, because it ties to like manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
You need to post your, repost your, don't you have an episode on manifesting?
Yeah. It's yeah. still up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put it in your little swipe up thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Manifesting the keys.
I will. So yeah, I think that's what those synchronicities mean as well. It's coming down here.
My feminine side said, honey, coming. Just yeah. relax.
It's that final boost I needed to release all the negative masculine energy that I carried with me out here and the bias viewpoints of fucked up, made the worst decision. Stop
Texas.
It. I still don't like Texas, okay? It's not that I don't like it. It's just nothing special. Go ahead. At me. It's just not. You've traveled so many times.
No, here we go, everybody. If you, one of y'all who actually follows this, because I, and I'm not going to call any names, but one of you who actually follows a premium subscription thingy here, you posted a post the other day that is 100% correct. If you love nature fully and wholly, 100%, you love everywhere you're at.
We're not in nature when we can't even see the sun because there's pollution on it.
That wasn't pollution.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't the government.
Anyways. It's very beautiful. Okay, Texas has it. Okay, you know what? I know for a fact I'll be eating my words when Texas blooms and I see blue bonnets, Indian paintbrushes.
Yeah.
Okay? All right.
Yeah. To all you Texas folks out there, hook 'em.
Don't come for me. Okay, baby Jade, can we go on a boat and see dolphins?
That's where we're headed. On a boat to see the dolphins.
Yay. All right, thank you for coming on the show and letting me talk. Thank you, first and foremost. I'll tap into my feminine for this, for letting me openly share our relationship on such a large platform. I think to us it's easy, but it's really not.
Yeah.
A lot of people DM me and say, thank you for being brave, you and Baby J, for being brave and vulnerable, because we have people against us, our relationship, that probably listen to this, and people that don't agree with what we do. You know, we still come on here, hit record, and share what we're going through.
Yeah, if you know what's best for you, like mm-hmm. you normally know, like before ego flares up, you normally know what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Yeah.
How you want to. So.
All right. Where can the people find you?
You can find me
on Instagram at
Battlefield Self. Don't have a Facebook yet. You don't have a Facebook either, right?
And I ain't gonna get one.
Okay, no Facebook.
That's what we're not gonna do.
Me. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. And again, ABC, MSNBC, Stop Yahoo it. Mail. I'm just kidding.
His podcast is on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, and it's called Battlefield Self. But find him on Instagram, at Battlefield Self.
Love you guys.
Yeah, we love you. Bye. Oh my goodness, listening to that episode a week later. So interesting. You know, guys, we have... Jeffrey is literally sitting like a little baby human next to the microphone. So if you can hear him, Jeffrey, my pug... There he goes. It's so interesting how much energy shifts and changes. Like, I listened to that podcast that was recorded a week ago down in Corpus Christi near the ocean, where the energy is completely different versus here in Austin. And I felt so happy and light and free and in the moment. And I'm back in Austin and I feel heavy and it's cloudy and I feel a little blah this morning. And it's just so interesting how quickly energy shifts and changes. So if there's anything I want you to take from this podcast, it's that if you're feeling sad right now, it's not going to last forever. It's not. You might feel happy by this afternoon, especially tomorrow morning. If you're feeling happy and excited listening to this and motivated, savor that flavor because it will go away, but it'll come right back. But savor it so you can get through the hard times. Okay, you guys, subscribe to our Friday bonus chats, lightworkerslounge.podbean.com. Click on any Friday bonus and subscribe. We just got rid of tarot readings and birth charts. It's a little sad, but I will be offering some one-on-one time with you guys because I think you need that and I need that too. So stay tuned for that announcement coming up soon. The song I'm going to leave you guys with is so cute. It's called Lucky by Chelsea Cutler and Alexander 23. It goes, how lucky am I? How lucky am I, yeah, to love somebody, to love somebody like you. I think you guys are going to love it. You can find it on our Lightworkers Lounge Spotify playlist of the month. And of course, I will see all of you guys on Instagram at Lightworkers Lounge and next week on the show. Until then, sending love from Austin. Goodbye. How lucky am I? How lucky am I? Yeah. To love somebody, to love somebody. How lucky am I? How lucky am I? Yeah. To love somebody, to love somebody. Sometimes I wish you would have stayed in my dreams, 'cause now that you're real, now I could lose ya. Nothing lasts forever, ain't as bad as it seems. 'Cause my favorite thing to do is to do nothing with you.